Hi, everybody. It's Steph. And welcome back to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. I've not recorded for you in so long. What feels like so long feels like a lifetime ago. I think it's really been about 5 months since we've had a new podcast episode, but gosh, does it feel like longer? So much of life feels like it's different. Personal life, professional life, who I am as a person, which of course is always changing and always evolving. But my gosh, does it feel like a long time since I talked into a microphone? So if you found yourself here, thank you. Thank you for listening. If you're an old listener who's returning, thank you for coming back. And I hope that we can rekindle some of this podcasting business together. If you are new and stumbling into Be Well with Steph, the podcast, I'm sorry. I'm sorry because I don't know what you're about to get. I wish that were not true. I don't know. This is so raw for me right now. I'm unscripted. I'm unprocessed. I'm unedited. I'm unfiltered and perhaps a little bit unhinged. But we are rolling into the new podcast season of 2024 with me and you and a microphone, baby. Me and you recording this on my iPhone simply because I have been hungry to record, hungry to share ideas, wanting so much to be able to speak to you again from a place of love, from a place of unsolicited advice, and have felt over the past several months like I had a lot of roadblocks to getting there. Most of those roadblocks were me, right? Most of those roadblocks were things that I was putting into place, making excuses for why I couldn't record, why the schedule didn't allow, the studio space didn't allow, why I didn't want to ask for other people's time in editing, why I didn't want to spend money, right? Why I was being so, what's the lack of the opposite of abundant? Why I was being so constrained, afraid, protective, focusing on lack, what I couldn't do and what I didn't have enough of. And yet there was this burning, there was this rumbling to continue to record. And I needed to strip all of that away again. I needed to get all of those excuses out of my space and to remember that the whole reason I wanted to record podcasts was so that I could talk to you, was so that we could share some of these difficult life experiences together, was that so we could find ways to develop healthier lifestyles from a place of self-care and a place of self-love together. So that's what we're going to do. Again, if you're new, my name's Steph. I am a health and wellness coach. I am an elementary teacher. I am newly engaged a few months ago, getting married this summer. I am a landlord and a small business owner. I am a sister. I'm a daughter. I'm a friend. And my goodness, am I a multi-passionate millennial woman who is just trying to figure out life. I am just trying, just like you, to figure out what the heck life is in 2024, how we do it maybe a little bit better, how we help each other do it maybe a little bit better, how we find joy, how we find love and gratitude, and how we love ourselves through this process. I had it on my heart right now to bring the podcast to life because via Instagram and email over the past few years, I've been hosting an annual February 7 Days of Self-Love Challenge, and I wanted to bring that back, and I thought that the podcast might be a nice place to host some of those conversations. So starting Tuesday, February 13th, 2024, we're in, if you're listening in real time or not, but starting the Tuesday the 13th, we're going to be beginning 7 days of self-love. I will be still hosting that on Instagram. There will still be emails, but I'm going to do 7 days of podcasts. I'm just going to dive right in here, and we're going to chat through a different topic or a different theme each day that I believe women can focus on in order to improve their relationship with themselves. If you're interested in signing up for that challenge so that you get the daily emails and the daily reminders of this content, you can do that at bewellwithsteph.com/self-love-challenge. You can also just find them here every day. You can just pop back in and say, hey, what's the topic for the day? How can I have a takeaway message that I can bring into my life to maybe shift my mindset in a more loving way, to maybe give me some strategies for caring for myself a little bit better? And we'll see how it goes. So again, that's bewellwithsteph.com/self-love-challenge. Now, the hiatus here. I have not podcasted, like I said, in about 5 months, and there are a few reasons for that. One of those reasons is, of course, that I did get engaged back in October, and we're very, very excited. We're getting married in July, so it's a relatively short engagement process, and I'm planning a wedding, and I'm planning a trip, and a lot of my free time and energy right now are dedicated to planning those things. The free time and the free energy that I have comes after a full work day. So I teach fifth grade at a local public middle school. And if you are a teacher, you used to be a teacher, you know a teacher, you have education anywhere on your radar, you can understand that when I get home after school, I'm really, really tired. I'm really, really drained. Spending my day with 10-year-olds and their emotions and their needs and also the educational demands of their curriculum and our schools and public education itself, and that could be another whole topic. When I come home from that, I'm wiped. I'm just exhausted and drained. And I spend a lot of my personal time in my own personal self-care and in figuring out how I need to take care of myself and how I need to energize myself and talk to myself nicely and take care of my health in order to be able to show up and do that again the next day. So what ends up happening is I teach all day. I come home, I do wedding planning things and household things. I take care of myself. I maintain a little bit of social media and I go back to bed and I do it over again. And the part that is lacking for me is you guys. You're what's on my mind when I wake up in the morning, to be honest, and what's on my mind when I go to bed. Because this community of women that I've built here through Be Well with Steph over the past few years became so important to me and so central to who I am as a person. And it's been missing. It's been really, really missing in my life. There are still a small handful of women that I coach. There's still a book club that I run. And again, you know, I've talked to many of you on Instagram and stuff like that. But I just know that if I can find a way without the barriers I mentioned before that I put on myself, like time and money and schedule and all that stuff, but if I can find a way to strip back those barriers, you and I can begin to connect again. And I'd like to start showing up here to kind of let you into how I'm surviving, I guess. Because like I said, man, I'm tired. I don't know about you, but I'm tired. 2024 has me tired. That's like such an overwhelming feeling. But it's not just like, oh, I'm not sleeping enough. I sleep great. I sleep fine. I work out. I eat healthy foods. But life is emotionally draining. And the things that we experience day to day and the things that are happening in our world and our family dynamics and our, you know, social, cultural elements are just so very draining that I guess what I'm saying is I want an opportunity to show you how I, throughout all of that, am still finding joy, am still finding love and self-love and gratitude and acceptance and abundance. How do we do that? Because I know so many women that I talk to are downtrodden. Wow, isn't that a fun word, are downtrodden, are feeling burnt out, are feeling like they are on a hamster wheel, are feeling like they are taking care of everyone else in their life and everything else they have to do, and that prioritizing their own self-care and their own self-love is coming low on the list. We need to change that. We need to start figuring out how to show up for ourselves day in and day out through the little habits that we create, through the routines that we develop, through the way that we talk to ourselves, through our non-negotiable essential habits for self-care, through the boundaries that we set, through the relationships that we build. We need to start figuring out how to get women to show up for themselves like that on a regular basis. So then when work throws a curveball, kids and family and life and culture, when things get hard and things get heavy, we understand how to bounce back. We understand how to start the next day with a spark, with a joy, and how to share that joy and that love with other people. So that is really my intention in restarting this podcast, if I hope that that makes sense. Like I said, this might be a little bit unfiltered and a little bit unhinged, but I want for you and I to be able to communicate as people, and I want for you to hear me as a person. I'm all done with scripted podcasts from people. I'm all done listening to them. I don't listen to them myself anymore, and I'm all done giving them, because life is not scripted, and it's all very easy to talk about and process when you're reading a script, when you're walking through the steps. But what happens when that breaks down? What happens when even tiny curveballs like a flat tire or a sick kid? What happens when that routine is gone, when the script is broken? We got to throw out the script and we got to figure out, how are we talking to ourselves and taking care of ourselves day in and day out, so that no matter what the script looks like, we can still show up in a place of joy and in a place of love. So that's what we're here for. My name's Steph. I want to hear if you're here for this. There's a couple ways you can do that. If you are willing to jump on board with this chaotic energy of 2024, this place of chaotic love, I want you to sign up for the self-love challenge, of course, and we'll continue to connect over the next coming week or so. But I also want you to send me a message on Instagram. I want you to pop into the DMs and I want you to say, hey, I listened to that episode. Here's what I need this year. Here's the support I need this year. I need help with my mindset. I need to know strategies for putting some daily self-care into practice. I need to start thinking about talking to myself in a more loving way. I need help with boundaries. I don't know what to make for lunch. I can't get myself to go to bed on time. I am struggling with my relationships. I need to know where you're at and what you need out of this year. Like, I want you to talk back to me. So the two things when you're walking away from here, you're going to sign up for the self-love challenge, bewellwithsteph.com/self-love-challenge. And you're going to shoot me a DM on Instagram, say, hey, I listened to the podcast. I am also unhinged. Here is what I need. And then we're going to start working through some of this together this year. If you made it this far, thanks for listening. I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you're part of this community and on the journey with me. And I will talk to you more very soon. Till then, be well.